No matter what you're a fan of, Texas has the trip for you. There's the trip to Texas and the trip. Or maybe you're the kind of fan who'd prefer a trip to Texas or a trip. Either way, go to TravelTexas.com/getyourown for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is Mint Light Morning Shot, and I am Shohini Sen. Good morning. Here's a roundup of the news you can use before you start your day. The government has garnered ₹19499 crore through CPSE disinvestment and share buyback so far in 2020-21, as against the ₹2.10 lakh crore budget target set for the entire fiscal year ending March 31st, reports PTI. With COVID-19 related delays impacting big ticket strategic sales and listing of insurance behemoth LIC, the government is likely to miss the budgeted disinvestment target by a wide margin in this financial year. While ₹1.20 lakh crore was to come from stake sale in CPSE, ₹90,000 crore was to be mopped up from share sale in financial institutions. The UK and European Union will reset relations after Brussels triggered a provision in the Brexit deal to control vaccine exports, the Cabinet Office Minister has said. Ministers said they are confident that the EU will not block vaccines entering the UK. It comes after Brussels reversed its widely condemned decision, which could have seen checks at the Irish border. Michael Gove added that the European Commission recognized its mistake. He said he had spoken with European Commission Vice President Maros Sefcovic and the pair had agreed to put the people of Northern Ireland first. Gove said, the UK was on track to deliver 15 million jabs by 15 February, adding that the UK's programme could continue as planned, reports BBC. The UK government says it is committed to supporting equitable access to vaccines worldwide, but it is too early to formally talk about donating some of its vaccine supplies to other countries. Vietnam's ruling Communist Party chief, Nguyen Phuc Trong, was re-elected on Sunday, a victory that makes him the most powerful leader in decades. But his win was overshadowed by a serious coronavirus outbreak in the country. Trong, a 76-year-old pro-China conservative who is rumored to be in poor health, was given the nod after a week of closed-door talks at the twice-a-decade Communist Party Congress. It will be his third term in office, a feat unprecedented in Vietnam's modern era. Another stint in the top job for Trong is seen as a post for his high-profile anti-corruption campaign, officially dubbed a blazing furnace, that has swept through the party, police and armed forces. With graft widespread across all state sectors, Trong's anti-corruption drive has largely proved popular with the Vietnamese public and many party members, reports the AFP. Hong Kong residents can apply from Sunday for a new visa offering them an opportunity to become British citizens after Beijing's imposition of a national security law in the Asian financial hub last year. The move comes as China and Hong Kong have said they will no longer recognize the British national overseas passport as a valid travel document from Sunday, January 31st. Britain and China have been arguing for months about what London and Washington say is an attempt to silence dissent in Hong Kong after pro-democracy protests in 2019 and 2020, reports Reuters. Britain says it is fulfilling a historic and moral commitment to Hong Kong people after Beijing imposed the security law on the semi-autonomous city that Britain says breaches the terms of agreements under which the colony was handed back to China in 1997. Former President Donald J. Trump has abruptly parted ways with five lawyers handling his impeachment defense just over a week before the Senate trial is set to begin, reports the New York Times. These departures include his lead lawyer, Butch Bowers, whose hiring was announced last week, a person familiar with the situation said. Four other lawyers who were reported to be joining, including Deborah Barbier, a criminal defense lawyer in South Carolina, are also leaving, according to multiple sources. Trump had pushed for his defense team to focus on his baseless claims that the election was stolen from him, one person familiar with the situation said. A person close to Trump disputed that was the case, but acknowledged that there were differences in opinion about the defense strategy. However, Mr. Trump has insisted that the case is simple and has told advisors he could argue it himself and save the money on lawyers. Early medieval graveyard unearthed beneath student accommodation at Cambridge University has been described as one of the most exciting finds of Anglo-Saxon archaeology since the 19th century. King's College discovered the extensive cemetery containing more than 60 graves after demolishing a group of 1930s buildings, which had recently housed graduates and staff in the west of the city, to make way for more modern halls. Around 200 items in the graves, including bronze brooches, bead necklaces, swords, short blades, pottery and glass flasks, have been systematically recovered. Most date from the early Anglo-Saxon period, although evidence of Iron Age structures and Roman earthworks have also been found, reports The Guardian. The alkaline soil, which is typical around here, hasn't decomposed the bones. This is significant because it will enable archaeologists to apply very modern scientific techniques to reveal the diet and DNA of the dead, permitting analysis of migration and family relationships. You're listening to Mint Like Morning Shot with Shohini Sen. You can reach out to me on Twitter at Shohini Sen or on Facebook and Instagram at HD Smartcast. And to listen to more such podcasts, do log on to hdsmartcast.com.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
When you visit a state as big and diverse as Texas, there are a million different trips you can take. Let's say you've got an appetite for whitewater kayaking. You can get your own.
So this is why they call it Devil's River.
Trip to Texas. Or maybe you have an actual appetite. I'll take a pound of brisket, 6 ribs, 3 links of sausage, and a piece of pecan pie. Trip to Texas. Go to TravelTexas.com/get your own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.